Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No one intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another exciting episode of the Puckle TCG Cast with your new host, Basket. We've got a great episode for you today with Vivid Voltage crashing into the scene. Ooh. But it's not just me today, Puckle Pals. Today we have joining us two illustrious co-hosts. Leaping out of the cupboard and dousing you with turmeric, it's Seth Vilo, the Spice Ninja.
That is I. It's a good antioxidant.
And crashing down from the sky, it's Lord Jashiro!
Like a one-letter Galarian Zapdos falling from the sky.
Ugh, don't mention that Pokemon, I hate it.
So I have a little bit of a confession to make before we continue. I still have not gotten one yet, and I am so excited because I have heard it looks derpy.
It's derpy as heck, and I love it.
That's what I hear.
To me, it looks furious. That's, I don't know.
It looks derpy because we're used to Zapdos for 21 years, how it looks. That now when you see like an ostrich with a Zapdos face, it looks like something that came out from that fusion web. You know that fusion gif that people always like fusing Pokemon?
Yeah.
Someone took a Dodrio and someone took Zapdos and there we go, Galarian Zapdos.
I never thought of that.
That's so funny. All right, but we're not talking about that today. We're not talking about that. This is the TCG Cast. All right. So, how have you guys been doing lately?
Fantastic, let me say. Today has been a really fun Puckle Day for us. A little bit about, how you call it, backstage is how they call it? Behind the scenes. A little bit behind the scenes is that today's, we're recording this on Saturday, and we had our Pokemon Showdown ladder event. We recorded the main show and now we're doing this. It's been a really fun day.
I would agree with that. That was such a cool thing to do. Shamu and I had a grand old time. We lived up to our team name, Team Meme. Yeah. We had a Shell Smash Shuckle for part of it. It was fantastic.
I wanted Jolteon in my team, but Basket didn't let me.
We were going to go for a rain team, and he was like, Jolteon. And I was like, well, but Helioisk would be better.
It would.
And he's like, okay.
That is true. I wouldn't, couldn't argue with that.
And then Jashiro railroads it. He's like, we need Slush Rush Arctozolt.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
But yeah. If you guys want to, go ahead and, you can still check that out. It was live, but they are going to be putting it up on the YouTubes. I'm not sure when, but I'm sure it'll be within the week. All right, everybody. I want you to all close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath. Feel the sun in your skin, the sand between your toes, and let the cool summer breeze ruffle those luscious locks as we... Whoa, wait! Is that a storm coming?
It's Zapdos!
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
All right. Really excited for this set. We have Vivid Voltage. And to start us off, we'll have the Lightning Lord himself start us out. Take it away, Jashiro.
Yes. We're going to take it up with not a lightning Pokemon, but still fantastic one. We are calling Celebi. back into play, this time coming as grass. Although, has there been a psychic syllabi? I don't recall.
I think so, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there has. But anyway, this one's ground with an HP of 60, which traditionally for syllabi is also par for the quark. He always known to have really low HP. But this one has two attacks. First attack for one grass. Energy press does 30 damage. This attack does 30 damage times the number of energies attached to your opponent's active Pokemon. We've seen this before. This kind of looks like the Mew we've always known. But in Celebi form and grass form, which is not bad. Following up with Amazing Bloom for one lightning and one psychic. Search your deck for a card that evolves from each of your bench Pokemon and play those cards on top of the Pokemon to evolve them. Then shuffle your deck. Weakness to fire, resistance to non-retreat, cost of one. I mean, what else do you want from the Celebi other than the weird energy required? Kind of weird, but hey, you can evolve every single one of your bench Pokemon. It's great. I love it. What about you guys?
It's okay. It's one of these amazing rare things, isn't it? Yeah, it's got the lightning psychic cost. It's got the weird attack cost. It's one of these amazing rare things, which is kind of a cool mechanic if it worked a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I mean, its first attack is like, I mean, that's cool. Like, it would have been, I don't know, viable a while ago, maybe. Not necessarily viable, but like a little tech to help you out there, but... Now it doesn't really... Yeah, I mean, what's it going to do now?
Right. I mean, it's going to try. It's Venusaur best.
To answer your question, Jashiro, there have been four Psychic Celebes, one Normal Celebi, and...
That one makes... That's Delta. Tell me that the Normal Celebi is like Delta.
Nah, no, it's Skyridge. There's been one Dark-type Celebi.
What?
And then there was a Sorua and Celebi as a jumbo card whose attack reads, switch places with your opponent and continue the game.
What? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Obviously banned, and it's a jumbo card, but...
That's so funny. All right. We will next move on to Ninjask. It is a grass-type Pokemon, HP 60, Stage 1, evolves from Nincada, ability, Shell Out. Once during your turn, when you play this card from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon, you may search your deck for a Shedinja and put it on your bench, then shuffle your deck. For one grass energy, absorb 30 damage and heal 30 damage from this Pokemon. Weakness to fire, resistance none, retreat cost one. Seth, what do you think?
You play it for the next card that we're going to describe.
Exactly. Should we just move on?
Let's just move on.
This time.
Okay. All right.
This Ninjask is utter garbage, but the Shedinja has some cool things. Shedinja, a psychic Pokemon with 30 HP, technically a basic Pokemon. However, its ability Wonder Shell, which may be translated, I don't know, reads, this card can only be put into play with Ninjask's Shell Out ability. This card can't even be put into play when setting up a match. So that's it. You cannot put this on the field in any other way other than the Ninjask's ability. But for 3 colorless energy, the attack Squeeze Life. Put damage counters on your opponent's active Pokemon until its remaining HP is 10.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. I would be more interested to do this from, say, the discard with, like, a Mew or something like that. Because this thing is too hard to get into play.
Yeah, way too hard to get into play. But the fact that...
That attack combined with, like, a poison from the bench or something like that, something that can poison something, that'd be cool. Yeah, it's kind of like that Beedrill that is just knock out both of you. It's a little like that.
Yeah, and maybe if, like, Ninjask could snipe, like, a little bit, like, maybe that would be a little bit more fun. But, like, you're putting a lot of energy into getting that Shedinja out.
And it's a basic, so triple acceleration doesn't work.
Yep.
Oh, you're right. Oh, man. Yeah, this does suck. Okay, yeah.
It's neat, but someone's going to get it to work for one local event, and that's it.
No cigar at the end of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love the cards with, like, these cool little, like, what would you call them, like, specialties or whatever?
Yeah, and it's very thematic how to get it into play, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love everything they were trying to do with this. They decided they didn't want to make it work, though.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Deshiro, and take us on to the next card.
Well, the next one is going to be actually a Pokemon that we've never talked about. So
I know.
Get ready. Charizard, a fire Pokemon with an HP of 170, stage 2. This guy, we should never talk about, honestly. This Pokemon is never represented in anything Pokemon.
I'm glad they're finally giving it a card.
Finally, man. It's been so long.
Wait, you guys, what is a Charizard?
I don't know.
No idea. Something.
I think it's some kind of lizard.
Yeah, something to do with ashes. So, ability Battle Sense. Once during your turn, you may look up the top three cards of your deck, put one of them into your hand, and then discard the other cards. Then we have its attack, which is for 2 fire, King Blaze, 100 times damage. This attack does 50 more damage for each Leon in your discard pile. Weakness to water, resistance to none, retreat cost of 3. That Battle Sense, though, is pretty interesting.
Yeah. It combos really well with the attack, if you can somehow manipulate your deck to stack a lot of Leons on top. Like with the Orangaroo or something like that.
This one's seen play, hasn't it? Like in Japan?
I'm sure it has. It's a Charizard.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone tried to make it work. And it's a non-GX, so that's cool. Non-V.
And Fire still has some support.
I mean, it's a welder. It's just one welder away from attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So you welder, you Battle Sense. That is a lot of turnover to find those Leons and get rid of them.
Right.
It is. There are, like, quite a few ways to... Well, how many different cards do we have that allow you to, like, search for specific supporters?
There's not many. There's Pokegear 3.0. Look at the top 7, find one.
Right.
You wouldn't want to... what's the word? Eldegoss, because that takes it out of the discard. That would be silly.
Right.
There's Misty's Determination.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that we still remember that we do have the Professor card back. So discarding things out of your hand is not that bad. As long as you can just get them in the discard pile, it really does do work. It's a lot easier to get things in the discard than it is to get it when you need it.
Yeah, you just need to find them, discard them, and then you're good. What is that Misty one? It's played with Lapras. Ugh. But yeah, that's one way. I mean, it's a cool thing. It seems like it takes a little too much to get going, but that damage cap of 300 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, so next we have Genesect, grass type, HP 120. First attack for a grass and a colorless, linear attack. This attack does 50 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. Don't apply weaknesses and resistances for the benched Pokemon. And then for 2 grass and a colorless, it has Technoblast, 120 damage. This Pokemon can't attack during your next turn. Weakness to fire, resistance to none, retreat cost 2.
Pretty standard. I mean, this is a card that I would never play.
I'm sad that Technoblast says you can't attack and not you can't use Technoblast.
Right.
Yeah, I put this in here because, I mean, I like Sniper Pokemon.
50's good.
I think that's fun.
That 50's nice. I just wish it wasn't 2 energies.
With the other item that we're going to talk about, it becomes a little better.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we can move on from that.
All right, we've got Shaymin, grass type, 70 HP basic. It's got first attack, leech seed, 20 damage, heal 20. Wow. And then it's got flower transport for grass colorless. Flip a coin. If heads, your opponent flips their active Pokemon and all cards attached to it face down, shuffles those cards, and puts them on the bottom of their deck.
What?
A reminder, number one, we have Will in the format, which allows you to choose the result of a coin flip that happens on your turn next.
Yep.
We also have Glimwood Tangle that allows you to just reflip coins on your attack should you choose. So you could get this going 75% of the time.
Can you get this going on turn one?
No.
I think that's the reason why the 2 energies are needed. Yeah.
I can't think of a way other than some clever, like what you see in ADPZ, where you have something like Metal Saucer on the bench and Energy Switch. I guess you could get it going on your first attacking turn, but it would be very difficult. You'd have to have the perfect hand.
Yeah.
And a coin flip.
I like this Pokemon. It's, I like the ability it has to kind of, like, completely screw up something that your opponent's trying to plan.
Marnie the Active.
No, I mean, you're right. You're completely right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, how can I spin this to where it's like, you know, fun? Well, Marnie the active. There we go.
Marnie, your active Pokemon. Have fun. This isn't fun at all.
Speaking of not fun at all and definitely pretty creepy looking and weird, we got Cerruti V. Cerruti is a grass Pokemon this time around, and is this the first time it comes out in a TCG? I think so.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Yeah.
So it's coming out grass instead of its dark, which is the other typing on the video game, and it with an HP of 210, which for V Pokemon is pretty much around there. This basic Pokemon has two attacks. Its first attack, it's Bind Down for two colorless. 50 damage, your opponent's active Pokemon can't retreat during your opponent's next turn. And then we got Jungle Rise. 100 damage, you may attach up to two basic energy cards from your hand to your bench Pokemon in any way you like. Heal all damage from those Pokemon. Weakness to fire, its resistance to none, and its retreat cost of one. I particularly do like Cerruti. I don't like that it does give a little extra price when it's defeated. But that Jungle Rise is pretty, pretty fun. It does the damage. It lets you attach the energy, and it heals your Pokemon that you're attaching the energy. That's a 3 BB for 2 grass energies. Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've seen a couple deck lists with maybe one or even just focusing on this thing. It's like Sceptile, Mega Sceptile in the old days.
Ooh, Mega Sceptile, you're totally right. Yeah, without the healing. I don't think.
No, they did the healing.
It did healing? It did the healing. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's almost exactly like that, except it's two energies instead of one. You also don't have to discard the energies from the active like I think Sceptile did. You can rotate with this and have a grand old time if you've got a couple things that can just take a hit and heal all of it off. Mm-hmm. So if you've got some switches, some air balloons, some bird keeper, you can have a lot of fun with this thing.
It sounds like it can be a lot of fun, yeah.
And it's basic energy cards from your hand. It's not specifically grass. It's any basic. So you can maybe do some funky stuff.
Do some funky. No. It's a fun. Would you say it's a funky monkey?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay. Let's move on.
Host, where's the reins?
All right. So we've got Orbeetle V, grass type, 180 HP. For one grass energy, flatter. 20 damage, you may switch this Pokemon with one of your bench Pokemon. So a little U-turn there. For a grass and a colorless, Mystery Wave, 50 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each energy attacked to your opponent's active Pokemon. And weakness to fire, resistance to none, retreat cost of 1. Seth.
This is not the Pokemon you play it for. You play it for the VMAX. Which is as follows. Orbeetle VMAX, grass type with 310 HP. Ability, Wonder Beam. Once during your turn before you attack, if this Pokemon is your active, you may put one damage counter on each of your opponent's Pokemon. That's why you play it. The attack is just a buffed up version of the previous attack. GMAX Wave, this attack, it's 50 plus. This attack does 50 more for each energy attached to your opponent's active. So it's a little bit stronger than the Mystery Wave. But you play this to cycle through switching them to the active slot and do 10 damage to each and everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's gross.
It's very gross. And clearly it's the ultimate party member for Greninja. I'm kidding on that, guys. Slow down.
Yeah, totally. There's some things you can combo it with that I can't think of off the top of my head. I have seen some deck lists. Like, you could probably toss this in a deck with something like a Sable IV just to start stacking damage. And it's damage counter, so it's not as easily blocked by something like a Mew. So it can start stacking.
Plus, there's Pokemon that does, their attacks do more if the defending Pokemon already has damage into it. And this will guarantee that you can at least establish a damage counter on all of your opponent, at least right off the bat once you have him on.
Right.
Yeah. And, it's a spaceship.
And it's a spaceship.
So it automatically wins. Best card. Done. Episode over.
I'm only going to say that Pokemon can finally retire, or whoever does fan art can only retire once I see, Orbeetle. With a, oh my god.
Pulling up a Miltank?
Yes, a Miltank, but with a I forgot the name, the alien ones.
LGM?
Yes!
That would be an awesome, awesome tag team.
Yeah, BEM in Orbital.
That's hilarious, actually.
And its ability, if there's a mil tank on your opponent's side, automatically comes to your side.
All right, let's move on to Talonflame V. Take it away, Jashiro.
Of course, Talonflame V. Poor little guy was once on his prime. People loved him. He was loved by everyone. Then come the following gens and not so much. But here in the TCG, he still might have a chance. Being a fire with an HP of 190, this basic Pokemon has two attacks. Fast Flight for one colorless. If you go first, you can use this attack on your first turn, discard your hand, and draw six, which is amazing. And then you have Crimson Wings for two fire and one colorless, 160 damage, and then you discard an energy from this Pokemon. Weakness to lightning, resistance to fighting, retreat cost of zero, which is also excellent. Talonflame V looks great, but I would not use it for the price of two price cards when it's knocked out.
I would.
You would?
Yep.
I absolutely would. As a Centiscorch player now, this is an instant one of in my Centiscorch deck.
Okay.
Because if you go first, you're kind of sad because you can't Volcanion, but you can do this, and that attack is exactly Dedenne damage, and it's out of range of an ultimate ray from a ADP by 10 hit points. Mm. after its altered creation, of course. But this is actually astoundingly good, and you can start putting damage on the field, fire energy in the discard for Centiscorch VMAX to pull onto itself. This is good for fire decks.
There you go.
All right. Galarian Darmanitan B. Water. HP 220. For a water and a colorless, Frozen Headbutt, 50 damage. Flip a coin. If heads, your opponent's active Pokemon is now paralyzed. For two water and a colorless, Freezing Fist, 190 damage. This Pokemon does 30 damage to itself. Weakness to metal, resistance is none, retreat cost two.
It stinks.
Yeah, we all know why we want this Galarian Darmanitan. It has nothing to do with the V.
Yeah, it's for the VMAX with Frozmoth. Combine this with Frozmoth and you can go to town. I'll take it. Galarian Darmanitan VMAX, water type with 320 HP. For four water energy, which is why I said pair it with Frozmoth. I've seen some deck lists. It's actually decent. Max Snowfall, 200 damage. This attack also does 30 damage to each of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Ow. Obviously, you don't apply weakness or resistance, but this plus the item we're going to talk about could start going berserk.
And I love that metal weakness. Love, love, love.
That's what's going to hold it back is the fact that it's weak to ADPZ, which, after this set, how do you not play that? But
yeah. But we have ways around that.
Yeah.
Now, since the Lightning Lord here does have some lordiness to go over, we do have to talk about Pikachu V. This lightning little rodent with an HP of 190 is really going to be dumb. But there's a reason why he's here. But let's talk about him real quick. It's first attack with one lightning it's called Charge. Search your deck for up to two lightning energy and attach them to this Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck. Not bad at all. But then we have Thunderbolt. That's two lightnings and one colorless, 200 damage. It's called our energies from this Pokemon. When you then with weakness to fighting, resistance to none, and retreat cost of one. But my guys, even though that charge might sound fun, we have to confirm first with our big boy, fat boy, that's going to come next. Take it away, Basket.
I love how this card looks. I like that it's like just the biggest, fattest, plushiest Pikachu ever.
Fat Pikachu.
We've got Pikachu VMAX, Lightning, HP 310. For three Lightning Energies, GMAX Volt Tackle, 120 plus damage. You may discard all energy attached to this Pokemon. If you do, this attack does 150 more damage. Weakness to fighting, resistance to none, retreat cost of one.
270. 270 that's holding.
Which is not enough.
Not enough by itself, but the numbers can be made there with 270.
Yeah, it can work, especially while tag teams are still here. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we lost Electro Power, so you can't buff it directly. However, I really like how this one really stacks on itself, like an easier version of Pikarom.
Yeah.
With the first turn charge, you attach two to yourself. Then the second turn, you're already set to go for the three lightning cost to use the attack.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
It's a fun little way to power yourself up and get going. Too bad it's not quite hitting the numbers.
Yep. Not in the world of VMAXes. No, it is not.
Aye.
But, I mean, it doesn't even knock out ADP. Like,
yeah.
You got to keep that in mind. All right, next one. Next one is Ampharos V. It's a lightning type with 210 HP. Basic, lightning colorless, dazzle blast as the attack. 50 damage. Your opponent's active is now confused. Cool. Switch is a card. And then second attack, lightning colorless, damage spark, 120 damage. This attack does 30 damage to each of your opponent's benched Pokemon that already have damage counters on them. Hello, Orbeetle. I need a friend.
Yep.
I mean, that's it.
That's a strategy.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely it is.
All right. Juicy, take on Colossal V.
Colossal is an interesting Pokemon. When I first saw it, I'm like, that's cool, but he is kind of derpy, so I just had to make that known. But this fighting version of Colossal has a 220 HP on it, and it has the two attacks. First attack being Searing Flame. I have to stop saying it has two attacks. I'm still in the attack team era where everything has a lot of attacks on it. But this one has Searing Flame for two fire and one colorless, does 90 damage. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now burned. By the way, two fighting energies, not two fire. And then you have three fighting, one colorless Boulder Crush for a clear 180. No strings attached. Weakness to grass, resistance to none, and a retreat because of, oh boy, four.
That's a thick boulder.
Yep, and once again, we're just going to jump right onto the VMAX, because who cares about the original? Colossal VMAX Fighting, HP 330. For one fighting energy, Eruption Blast, 40 plus damage. Discard one card from the top of your deck. If that card is an energy, this attack does 90 more damage, then attach that energy to this Pokemon. For three fighting and a colorless, G-Max Volcalith?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. G-Max Volcalith? 240 damage, flat. Weakness, grass, resistance none, retreat cost of four.
I've seen deck lists with this too, and it's actually pretty darn good, incredibly good to get going. And I think with enough things aligned your way, that VMAX Eruption Blast attack can Oko a Eternatus VMAX.
Yes. Yep.
I think it requires things like Dojo, Fighting Fury, or fighting some kind of thing, being behind on prizes, which you can manipulate. And stacking an energy on top of your deck, because the energy by itself on a weakness does 260, and then you're just 70 damage short. So there are ways to make that happen at the cost of just one fighting energy, or even free.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this would not really be much to talk about if Eternatus was not in the format.
I disagree. 240 flat with no cost or anything like that is good. That bops a lot of things with, obviously, Pikarom because it's weak to it, but Zacian is hit hard with Dojo, I think, and Dojo and Muscle or whatever, Vitality, that's what it is. It can get 280.
Well, I guess if it went your way, you could get all the energy you needed in two turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have the other Colossal, you can start attaching them from your discard too, but you can run it with that. I've seen some lists, I haven't really taken a look and committed them to memory, but this has seen a lot of success, mainly in places where Eternatus is really popular.
All right. Moving on, we have Jirachi.
You betcha, and it's a metal type, as most Jirachis are nowadays. It's got 70 HP and basic, and the ability Dream Oracle. Once during your turn, if this Pokemon is your active Pokemon, you may look at the top two cards of your deck, put one of them into your hand, and return the other one to the top of your deck. This is another one of the amazing rares, and this is going to be kind of the replacement for the Jirachi from Team Up because of that ability.
Yeah.
Mm.
Note that it does not put you to sleep, so you can just freely retreat out of it with things like a U-turn board or something like that. It does have a retreat cost of one. Spoiler alert. It also has one attack for a psychic, fire, and metal cost, because it's an amazing rare and those are weird. The attack is Amazing Star. Search your deck for up to 7 basic energy cards and attach them to your Pokemon in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck.
Pretty insane.
Powerful attack, but it will never go off.
No, not with a psychic, a fighting, and a metal. I mean, what the
heck? Oh, fighting. You're right. It's not fire. It's not fighting.
It's fighting, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll never get this attack off. Not only does it require 3 by itself and you search your deck for 7, so you have to have 10 energy for this to be efficient. Not having prized any of them, but like, what? This is not going to happen.
Dream Oracle is what you're looking for. It's the ability you're looking for. Move along.
Right. Yeah. Weakness, fire, resistance, grass, retreat, cost 1. So right. That's Jirachi. Expect to see at least a couple of them popping up, especially in decks that used to run team up Jirachi. They might throw one of these in as a replacement. So, yeah.
All right. Jashiro, tell us about the star of this set.
The star of the set.
The vomiting star. Yeah. Okay.
Which surprised me to learn today on the main show, and those of you who are going to be listening to this after the main show would know that AG Slash got a nerfed that I didn't know of. He, in the cards, are he's still a V, he's metal, not a psychic, and HP of 210. This guy, it's 2 attacks read, 1 metal, 1 color slash for 50 damage, the doi. And then we have 2 metal and 1 colorless Sonic Edge. 130 damage, ignore all effects of your opponent's active Pokemon when doing this damage. Then, weakness to fire, resistance to grass, retreat cost of 3. I mean, damn, Edgy Slash. I'm sorry.
It has a VMAX too, but no one cares.
Exactly. So, you guys, you know what deck was really hurting? It was really, really hurting, you know? And now, and it just needed that extra bit to push it to the top. Mm-hmm. What was that deck called again?
ADPZ!
I mean,
the folks there were like, you know, we made a mistake printing Obstagoon and Decidueye. We need a way for ADPZ to go around it completely and ignore it.
And this is what they came up with?
Those of you sitting at home, though, might be thinking, oh, Sonic Edge only does 130, so it still takes 2 shots to knock out Obstagoon or Decidueye. Oh, contraire, my friend. You've altered creation. You are now in KO range for both of those.
Yeah.
Yep, so,
after you put 2 metals and 1 colorless in it.
If only
noting.
There was an easy way to do that. Not yep. Ultimate Ray / Metal Saucer.
I mean, sure.
It's not even all 3 metal costs, so you can throw your extra water energy on this and just go to town.
Go to town, that's funny.
All right, it's disgusting, guys. If you have an ADP deck, get this immediately, as soon as you can.
Yeah, you just need 1, though.
Yeah, and now we will move on to trainers.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, pucklepodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/pucklepodcast.
First up, we have B. This is a supporter card. Discard the top 5 cards from your deck. Attach all energy cards discarded in this way to your benched Pokemon, right? Yeah, Pokemon any way you like.
Fighting Pokemon.
Fighting Pokemon. There we go. That's what screwed me up. I was reading it and I thought it was the energy cost or something, but, it's trainers. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Okay. Now with that out of the way, what do you guys think about B?
Not worth the supporter slot, in my opinion. It's a cool way to get like a, what's it called? Not Volcanion. What is this thing? Colossal. You can get that thing charged up in 1 turn, theoretically, but whatever.
Yep, it's not something I'm willing to do. Just throw those 5 cards from my top deck away. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You can stack it correctly with Oranguru and maybe a couple other effects, but not worth it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up on the trainer list, we have Drone Rotom. It's an item. Look at your opponent's hand. Then look at the top card from your opponent's deck and return it to the top of their deck. Ta-da. So, you know, it's information. It's not worth the deck slot, in my opinion, unless you're doing something, unless you just really need to know if they have bosses for game next turn, I guess, but...
And at that point, you just throw the flag, the white flag.
Remind me, does Boss's Orders come out in this set too with Lysander, or is that later on?
Oh man, I did not check on that. I probably should have done that.
There is one coming out, and it's Boss's Orders again, but it's with Lysander now instead of Giovanni.
I'll let you know in a second.
Cool, because this is how they're going to do it now, because they've done the professor's research. It's in the next one. Okay, cool. Not this one. I mean, whatever. You can still only play four of either, but whatever.
All right, Toshiro.
Heroes Metal. It's a Pokemon tool, guys. The maximum HP of the Pokemon VMAX this card is attached to is reduced by 100. If this Pokemon VMAX is knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack, they take one less prize card, and you can't attach this card to a Pokemon if you would be knocked out upon attaching it. So basically, you're scared that it's going, they're going to knock out your giant VMAX and get three prizes, then reduce that to two, baby.
This last sentence is important to note because that was part of the reason that Island Challenge Amulet was banned and expanded, is because you could use it to knock out EX Pokemon, namely the Jirachi that had 90 HP.
Mm-hmm.
So you could combo that really badly, but now this prevents that from happening. If you would be knocked out by it, it can't be attached.
I like the card. I like the idea of being able to mitigate the prize cards, but if you're already running like a three prize card deck, I don't know if I would waste the deck space.
Yeah. And here we are again. In the world of ADP, reducing what would be now a four prize Pokemon to a three prize Pokemon does not get you any further in the game.
Yeah.
Because they still only need two knockouts to end the game. Until ADP goes, this is worthless.
I would like it better if it wasn't just VMAX. Just to kind of, like, save yourself, like, a one prize or something like that. But, yeah, since it's VMAX, I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, moving on. Leon. It's a supporter card, and during this turn, your Pokemon's attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon.
That's all.
Not too bad.
That's it. 30 damage.
Actually, now that I think about it, Leon is actually really good comboed with the Charizard.
Yeah, of course.
You play one, you have three in the discard. You play one on the turn, you're going to attack with the Charizard, bringing your actual functional damage cap to 330 after the effect of this Leon.
Ah.
That is, if the other three are already in the discard pile.
Which is easy enough to do. You can get the rest out, and then you can Eldegoss for one at a time and keep cycling them that way to keep hitting 330 if you need to. Like, now that I think about it, that Charizard can stand up to things like Eternatus VMAX by Okoing it. I didn't think of that.
This is very cool. This is very cool. All right. Let's move on.
You betcha. Next, we've got Nessa, just getting all the gym leaders and cards, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This one will be expensive for reasons. All right. Choose.
Okay. I got there.
Choose up to four in any combination of water Pokemon and water energy from your discard pile and put them into your hand. Yeah, I like this. This is good in water decks, in Inteleon or anything that runs Frozmoth or Lapras or even that Galarian Darmanitan. One or two of Nessa is kind of like both a fisherman and a rescue stretcher type thing in one card. And it's any combination. You don't have to choose four of one or the other like you do with Sonya. This is actually pretty good in water decks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this card is super helpful for water decks. I would put it in every water deck that I would be running.
Yeah.
All right, Toshiro, take us on.
I'm going to make a joke, but not going to. PG. Telescopic Sight Trainer. We got, this is another tool that indicates the attacks of the Pokemon this card is attached to. Do 30 more damage to your opponent's bench Pokemon V or GX. So for your, it's basically to help your sniping Pokemon do a little bit extra on the bench if that big boy is a V or a GX.
Important to note, this is everything that it hits. So, for instance, that Galarian Darmanitan that does 30 to everything on their bench. If all of their bench is consistent of V and GX Pokemon, it does 60 to each of them. Not 30, so that's an important thing. Also, there's things like the Cramorant that do 160 snipe. Now it does 190 snipe if it's on a V or GX, which is enough for Crobat.
Mm.
I like this card.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Winden Stadium. Whenever a player plays a Pokemon VMAX from their hand during their turn to evolve their Pokemon V, heal 100 damage from that Pokemon. This card stays in play when you play it. Discard this card if another... Oh, why am I saying that? It's because it's written here.
Standard stadium rules.
Yeah. Yep, standard stadium rules. How do we feel about this one?
I like it. It's okay. If you're doing like a four of, kind of like old decks that were like four char Reshizard and a whole bunch of things like Greens decks type thing, this could be fun. Like, I could see it in Centiskorch too, because that's bulky, but you're usually running better stadiums. Chaotic Swell, Viridian Forest, Power Plant, that fire one, Giant Hearth. There's usually better stadiums. This isn't going to be worth it all the time.
Right.
And we're in an OCO format because of ADPZ.
Mm.
All right. So healing is laughable. We'll take it on to the next one.
You betcha. We're getting all the special energies, one for each type again, and we've got two more to go. The first one is Aromatic Grass Energy. As long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, it provides grass energy. If this card is attached to a grass Pokemon, it can't be affected by special conditions and remove all special conditions from that Pokemon.
We're pretty accustomed to special energies. We've seen these throughout the years.
Yeah.
Some are missed, some are great. We still talk about strong energy and how much of a great special energy that was.
Yeah.
This one, though, protecting about special condition and removing, it's not bad. How much is special conditions being used in this meta? I don't know.
Raichu. That's it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple Galarian Slowbro in Eternatus decks are starting to creep up, but there's not a whole lot of special conditions, really, because Switch is so common.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there was a lot of things they could have done to help grass, and this was really not it.
Mm-hmm.
I would never use this special energy unless, you know, something comes out that's just...
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have one in a grass type just in case, but I wouldn't set four in.
No. I would maybe run two max, that's it.
Yeah.
But especially because you can't find it with things like Rillaboom or anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a basic, so special energy does give extra things to do, but losing that basic title, this allows you to be able to search it more easily.
Yeah.
Speaking of continuing with special energies, we got Coding Metal Energy. As long as this card is attached to one of your Pokemon Pros, a Metal Energy... The metal Pokemon this card is attached to has no weakness. Now, this is interesting.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. It's it's already... oh my gosh.
We lost Frying Pan, but we get this instead.
Yeah, and it provides an energy.
Yeah. Great.
Cool.
How can you not play ADPZ? Like, let's take a moment and... I'm going to pull back the curtain here and say that there's a tool card coming out in the next set that increases Zacian V's damage by 30. It's the Rusted Sword. Why not? You've already altered creation, so now you're just boosting everything by 7, by 60 damage. And you have no weakness.
It's so absurd. Like, oh my gosh. How much longer is ADP going to be in the format?
Until September of next year.
September of next year?
That's when rotation happens, and we have to Sword and Shield on.
So it's going to be here for the next...
year!
Worlds.
Yes.
So...
unless they do the thing where they have rotation happen before Worlds, like they've done a couple times.
That would be splendid. Nah, that's sad.
There's been a lot of outcry to ban ADP, and some local tournaments, especially now when it's kind of less controlled overall, some local tournaments have taken it on themselves to ban it at that local tournament. They can't do it if it's like a fully on sanctioned event, but they're trying to make it noticed by TCGI or whatever. The people who do TCG specifically, they're trying to make it noticed that we have a problem with ADP specifically, and it warps the format around itself.
Right.
So.
Yes.
I mean, like, you can't run one prize decks. You can't run fun techs. You have to go OCO format. You cannot do anything else or you will be outpaced and lose. But anyway, I'm distracting. We've got two more energies to go.
All right, next we have Stone Energy. As long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, it provides one fighting energy. If this energy is attached to a fighting Pokemon, that Pokemon takes 20 less damage from your opponent's attacks after applying weaknesses and resistances. Useless.
Technically more useful than Heat Fire energy, which is just 20 more health.
I mean,
because it can be used twice, but meh. It's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste it. I would just get regular fire energies. You can't snag these from anywhere. Or sorry, fighting. Okay. Take us away with the last one.
You bet. Bring it at home. We've got Wash Water energy. As long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, it provides one water energy, obviously. Prevent all effects of attacks from your opponent's Pokemon done to the water Pokemon this card is attached to. Existing effects are not removed. And, important to note, damage is not considered an effect. So if any attack does something like remove an energy from the Pokemon, no, it doesn't do that. If anything says, like Obstagoon, no, that's an effect on itself. Like Sableye's Disable, that says your opponent can't use an attack next turn. No, as a matter of fact, I can.
Yeah.
Because I've got Wash Water energy attached to me, so it's kind of cool. It makes it so it's only damage.
Yeah.
All right, and that will wrap up our cards for this set. Coming back, we will do our last segment, the Venusaur Best.
Before you marches a Titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur Best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur.
Okay, and we are on to the Venusaur Best. Jashiro, take it away.
Well, we figured since we're in Venusaur's Best and we did talk about Aegislash, let's just talk about Aegislash VMAX and how this dear boy is trying hard, really hard, in a genre, in a type where trying hard needs to be a little bit harder. Being a metal Pokemon with an HP of 320, which all sounds fantastic, its attack does is Giant Slash for 2 metal and 1 colorless. It does 160, plus this attack does 30 more damage for each prized card you've taken. Weakness to fire, resistance to grass, and retreat cost of 3. You guys might hear that and say, that doesn't sound so bad, but we are talking about, once again, a meta where ADP exists, and it's a metal, so it just needs to go ahead and try harder to make itself known in a sea of metal Pokemon that right now are taking the meta by storm.
It just gets in the way of Aegislash V, that's all. Mm-hmm. It's just stifling a great card.
Yeah, because the reason you run Aegislash anyway is for the Sonic Edge, where it goes through effects. This could be cool to include in that deck as something that, you know, combined with the weakness canceling energy, is just a beat stick that has 320 HP. By this stage in the game, you might have already taken a few prizes, so you can start stacking up this Giant Slash attack. It could be a good way to finish it out without having to switch or move energy or things like that. But,
if you really want
usually,
to.
Yeah, you're not going to want to put Aegislash down in every battle anyway, so meh.
Meh, indeed.
All right, what's your pick for the Venusaur Best, Seth?
I really miss Dragapult being good. You know, you remember, guys, back in Rebel Clash when it was the best deck in format?
And oh yeah, for like 2 weeks.
For one rotation, yeah. For one set, it was the best deck in format, and then it was just completely invalidated.
Bye-bye.
And yeah, there is one way that I've seen it be good though, and that is combining it with one of my other favorite Pokemon. My actual favorite Pokemon of all of Gen 1 is Clefable. Fun fact.
Fun fact indeed.
And if you combine Dragapult VMAX with the Clefable that came out in Rebel Clash, as a reminder, that thing's ability reads, when you play this Pokemon from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon, you may put an energy attached to your opponent's active Pokemon on top of their deck. So you not only screw up their energy count, you also screw up their top deck. Combine that with the fact that this deck goes full energy denial with Crushing Hammer, a Giratina with the the origin form that discards a special energy, a full four of Scoop Up Net, Team Yell Grunt to just really mess with your opponent's energy count, it's a good way to get around the Eternatus problem. Or good is in big old quotation marks. If it goes faster
than
you.
It's a way to get around the Eternatus problem.
It is a way. And a lot of things need energy. Like, we talked about ADP a lot. It's got to have the metal water. So if you can...
Yep.
If you can cancel out one of those and make it a little slower, it might take them a couple more turns before they get the altered creation off, meaning you can start laying down damage with the Dragapult correctly and actually end up winning that a lot of the time. It came in a first place in a little online tournament here somewhat recently, but I just want Dragapult to be good again, guys. I'm glad I didn't invest in it.
All right. And for the last, we have my pick, Electrode, Lightning Pokemon, HP 90. Ability, Buzz Zap Generator. Once during your turn, before your attack, if this Pokemon is on your bench, you may knock out this Pokemon. If you do, search your deck for up to 2 Lightning Energy and attach them to your Lightning Pokemon in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck. Electrode, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I really do. You're willing to die for me, and I recognize that. And you'll always have a place in my heart, but you will never have a place in my deck.
To be honest,
Electro pretty much dies for everyone. He doesn't need really many reasons to die for anyone.
It's what it does in every single Electrode ever.
It just knows like, how to die.
It just, bang, you have a lot of energy now, you're welcome. Like, this isn't much different than the, what was it? The one that needed an errata.
Yeah.
From Evolutions.
Oh man, I'm trying to remember, but I mean, they eroded it. Like, wasn't that like real quick? I don't even remember what it did.
I don't remember either. Maybe it wasn't the Evolutions one. There's something that's very similar. It's kind of like a combination. The eroded one was like attach it as a special energy, I think. This is just knock yourself out and find 2 energy. I am not the energy. You have to find it. You have to do an extra step. Note, well, no, it doesn't work. I was about to say, note that it says lightning energy, not basic energy. Yeah. But all the special energy have the caveat in them now that they are not lightning energy until they are attached to a Pokemon, so that wouldn't work.
Yep, sorry. Sorry,
Electro. At least it's not a V and costs 2 prizes, it's still just 1.
All right. And with the end of the Venusaur Best, we will close out the show. Seth Vila, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. I've been wanting to get on one of these for a bit, but life took over. But I've missed the TCG.
2020 took over.
I know.
Well, the TCG has missed you, sir.
Aw.
Jashiro.
Thank you so
my friend.
Much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming
here.
On.
It's been a great day. Glad to be back.
All right, and with that, we will end it. Thank you, Puckle Peeps, for showing up. Peace out.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.